loppu.
You wrote your first song when you were 11 years old. Do you still remember how it goes?
I remember it was generally about something about the world changing. I can't remember how it went though, no.
So you can't give me like a little clip from it?
I can't remember. I barely remember the lyric. I remember it probably wasn't that good, but I thought it was great when I was 11.
Yeah, of course it was. When did it come clear to you that you want to make music?
I always remember I definitely felt like a musician since I was very young. So I remember when I was 7, I definitely wanted to be a singer. So yeah, when I was young, I just knew I was going to be a musician, but I also knew I wanted to study as well and have a backup. I definitely always knew since I was very young.
You wrote on your Facebook that technically you should be in a hospital in Glasgow.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because I studied medicine. I studied medicine for 4 years. And technically, if I hadn't have left for to do music, I would be in my second year of training in a hospital. I'd be a doctor. So it feels funny, the two different worlds could have gone down.
But you have no regrets?
No, I'm very happy that I get to do music. I would love to go and finish my course one day with medicine, but for now I'm just very happy focusing on music.
You have become a really successful artist in a really short period, and you haven't even had your debut album out yet. How does that make you feel?
Quite excited. I mean, it's just so nice to get that appreciation for your music, and yeah, like so early on, to have that recognition is amazing. Like really good fun, and I hope people like the album.
Do you have any pressure for the album now when everybody's like, wow, Emily Sunday, and you're like, well, I haven't even had the album out yet.
Not really, because I'm just doing what I feel I do naturally. You know, I'm putting out songs that I really love. I'm quite excited for people to hear it. You know, I'm not trying to have any expectations. I just want to be like, here I am, this is my album.
You've also written songs to Leona Lewis and Tiny Tempa and Susan Boyle. So how do you decide if you're going to give the song to somebody else or keep it to yourself?
Usually it's just quite instinctively. I'll kind of, once it's written, I'll feel like this is a really personal song to me. If it's written about something that I feel I'm the only one that can understand, you know, I keep those ones to myself. So usually I just know if it's very personal to me.
The first single we got to Ylex from you was Heaven, which is a great song. Can you tell something about that song? How did it? How did you make it?
Yeah. Heaven. I wrote with a producer called Naughty Boy. We do a lot of collaborating together, and we were having this big discussion. It was late at night, and we hadn't done any work, and we were talking about how do you stay a good person? You know, I think maybe it's just getting harder and harder because there's so many options and so many ways to be bad these days. So we're saying, you know, keep your heart clean. And that's how we came up with the song. So the song is about trying to be a better person and at least having good intentions in the morning. You know, if it gets messed up throughout the day, then what are you going to do? Yle X. Yle X.